Hello and welcome to the Home Uplink Podcast. Today is Friday.
Friday.
January 14th. Friday.
2 weeks already through in January.
Yeah, already.
2022.
14 days down in the new year. You know, wild. Only 351 more.
Yes.
Sorry, my math's great.
No, 14 plus 3 is 365. Yep.
351. All right. Yep. Okay. Took me a second there. Yeah. All right.
Welcome 2023.
Yeah, welcome to 2023. Oh,
yeah. 2022.
Yeah. No, well, almost there. Only 351 more days to 2023. But right now, we're talking about what's been happening since last year coming into this year.
So everybody knew that the rates were going to be increasing. I mean, people have been talking about it constantly for 3 or 4 months at the end of 2021 because they knew that you can't keep them at an all-time historical low for too long. And they were right. Right, Zach?
Yeah, I think, you know, at a certain point you say to yourself, it's 3%. 3.05% in December, excuse me.
Wow.
Historic lows, right? On December 23rd, which is insanely low. I mean, that's an insanely low
We had a conversation with our rate. Parents last weekend about this, and they were saying that they bought their first house in the early 80s.
Yeah.
And the interest rate for their first home was 19.5%.
Yeah.
And that was like a traditional number in the 80s.
Yeah.
They were very excited when they were able to refinance and get down to 10% at the end of the 80s.
Yeah. I mean, even the second place they bought when we moved to Vegas, they were at like an 8% or something.
Yes.
And then they refinanced to a 4%. And they're like, oh my goodness gracious.
Yeah. They saved like, I don't know, he was saying $1,000 a month or something, just in interest, which was crazy. And
I mean, they were saying the cost on their normal, their property was 200 and some odd thousand. And when they had the 20%, it was basically $3,000 or so bucks a month.
Yeah, $3,800 bucks.
And he got it down to $3,000 a month.
Yeah, he remembers like it was yesterday. So yeah. It's basically...
It's wild. I mean, to think back and...
Even to think 3.75 to 4% is, you know, now a percent higher than it was last month. I guess it's nowhere near where it was in the 80s and the 90s and even into the early 2000s.
Yeah, I mean, looking back, you can say, oh, trending interest rates, it's kind of crazy. Yeah. They were so high for so long, and then rates are now considerably lower. I mean, for 15%, if not more.
But to be honest, we're not really here to talk about 15, 20, or 25 years ago. We're here to talk about the here and the now.
Oh, wow. Good interlude there. Today.
Right? Today. We're talking. I got off the phone with some clients and a friend of mine who was thinking about possibly buying here. And we're a non-competing brokerage, so we don't necessarily go out and drum up business for ourselves. Our business is Home Uplink, which is the easiest way to find open houses. But of course, we have people, family members, or you know, close friends who are honestly thinking about following us to Florida. So we work with them, obviously, because we have those options. Well, he called me last night, and he was a little like irate and was like, I cannot believe these guys. And I'm like, well, what's going on? They raised it again. And he's talking to me like I had a part of it. I did that on my own.
You were there,
They asked me said, hey, Barrett, are we cool with raising the rates a little bit tomorrow? And I'm like, yeah, man, whatever.
Yeah, up them.
You know, like, and because he knows, he's like, you know, did you see this coming? And it's like, yeah, everybody kind of saw it coming, but they weren't going to go under 2.5% or 2%.
Yeah.
Like, They kind of want to slow this down a little bit, and in order for them to do that, they got to raise rates a little bit.
Yeah.
So he was kind of annoyed because he's like, I got a pre-qual, okay, and it was a 90-day pre-qual, and I have to get another one now, and it's literally about $211 more I'm going to be paying for the same amount of money on the loan.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, yeah. And he's like, does that, like, hurt people?
Yeah.
And it's a simple, you know, a simple structure. And I go, yeah, well, if you're only able to get a loan for $1,500 a month, if that's what your cap is, and they just increased, you know, the interest by almost 1%, and now you're up $211 from your $1,500, now the amount of house that you can actually afford is 13. Because now you have to equate that 200 in extra interest into the loan value.
Yeah, I mean, the issue is when you go to get a mortgage and you're looking to get a loan on a property, you know, I'm not a loan officer, but, you know, time and time again in this industry, loan officers will tell you that it really just comes down, when most people are looking for a property, it comes down to the slightest thing. I mean, it comes down to dollars sometimes. Well,
much you can afford per month.
Yes, I mean, but that's what I'm saying is they get it to a point where it is, some deals are so close, just in normal times, deals are close, right? Oh, $100 one way or the other, right?
Could alter the
could
deal.
Could change completely. All of this. And for this to go up so quickly, I mean, because the rate increases, it wasn't like a step. You know, it was like, oh, 3.05, then the next week, 3.22, now this week, 3.45, right? So in 3 weeks' time, it's gone up about 0.5%. But the issue that really that leads to is, aside from people who went and got pre-qualed and didn't get their rate locked in, you know, they have to go get a new pre-qual, right? Which upsets everybody at that point in time.
Yeah, because it's just money that was, you know, now they're thinking, oh, it's $2,400 extra a year. If you really think about it, then times that by 30.
Well, I mean, what happens is you sit there and it's on average about, they did the math here, and on average, it came out to about $2,600 on an average home, right? So every 0.5% is about $2,600 a year.
And then so times that by a 30-year normal loan, and you're talking about $78,000 just extra. By 0.5%.
Yeah, because that's just the term of the loan. So it's a crazy difference when you span it out over the age of your loan. Correct. I mean, that's why, I mean, people always, I've heard gurus talk about 15-year loans and, you know, blah, 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 all that stuff. But it doesn't really, what matters most when it comes to getting a loan and having a loan, in my opinion, is the rate you get it at is very important. And the rate at which you can pay it back. And also the rate at which perhaps you can pay it off quicker. Yeah. You know what I mean? You can sit there and if there's an ability to pay your loan off faster, some mortgages don't allow it, but other mortgages will allow you to pay your loan off faster than the required amount of time. You can make double payments, whatever. That can sometimes help. But when it comes to something like this, the problem is there's not a stop in sight.
No.
From what it sounds like and from what the Federal Reserve have said is that they're tightening policies.
Yeah.
And that's just what's going to happen. I mean, they said that the problem is not only does it cause an issue for people who are looking to purchase a property, right? And not only does it cause an issue for people who are already looking for property.
Yeah.
But it also, funnily enough, disrupts the refinance market for people who own a property. Because if the rates go higher and you're looking to refinance, it's less, you know,
incentive.
Yeah, it's a less incentivized program to go get a refinance if your you know, rate is going to be higher than the rate you had before, you know. So
I mean, this is just one way for them to slow the roll, because like I was saying, it could change, you know, sometimes deals are so finite and they have no wiggle room whatsoever that these, you know, these percentage increases could potentially kick people out of, you know, the option of purchasing. And it's very funny because, you know, they lowered the credit score
to
580.
Yeah.
So they lower the credit score to 580 in hopes in lieu of trying to get more people to go out and look for getting pre-qualification and finding out that there's options of buying. But then now they're steadily going to be increasing rates. So it's kind of like they know what they're doing in the idea of, yeah, we're kind of baiting people to come out and we're going to catch all these people at a wrong time.
Well, honestly, I think it's more so not so much of a, we're going to try and bait people to look into property and that sort of thing. I think it's a little of two issues. It is, they said to themselves, the way that things are going to go, we're going to need a larger pool of people looking to get a loan, first off, right? So if they lower the credit necessary to get a loan, that means they increase the amount of people who can get one, right? I so
because that 580 to 640 bump is probably a large amount of people.
Yeah, a lot of people fall within the line. And what happens is when that gets lowered to a point, it just increases the prospects for mortgages, right? Because if they're more than capable to pay rent on a $2,500 or $2,000 a month apartment, right?
Yeah.
They can for sure get a loan on a house in terms of a dollar to dollar amount. Yeah. Because if they're paying $1,200 or $1,500 for the house, and they're paying $2,000 a month for rent, it's, you know, sure, there's somebody who's going to say, oh, I do that, and, you know, they'll let me pay $2,000 for an apartment every month, and they won't let me pay $1,000 for a property because, you know, and it's like, well, debt-to-income ratio is kind of what decides that.
Yeah.
To me, credit score, when it comes to getting a loan, yes, but it's really more about your debt-to-income ratio. Because if you have a lot of debt,
and if you have a lower credit score, it's just going to increase the percentage on the loan itself. So exactly. If you have zero or a little bit of debt, if you have a car payment, it doesn't necessarily hold that much over your head. But if you're drowned in credit cards and you have a bad credit card and you have a bad credit rating, it's a double whammy.
Yeah. I mean, it's not a ideal situation.
No.
But what they did by lowering it was they said, oh, we need to open up the amount of people, right? Which is great. But then at the same time, they were doing it from their own end to increase the pool of buyers. It doesn't help the situation really, because sure, there's more people looking.
Yeah.
And the real estate market right now is overly hot, right? Way too quick. Things flying off the shelves. It's really not in a healthy state, right? Things need to be staying on for longer. Properties need to not be selling at all-time highs all the time. That does need to stop, right? And
Florida's just a different beast right now, I swear.
That's a lot of places still, though.
Yeah.
And so that's the issue, is that can't be a lot of places. It can be in a few markets, sure. But it can't be, you know, somebody in Nebraska.
Yeah.
You know, that can't be the case.
Yeah.
Because if you're sitting there and every house you go to is, you know, best and final by Monday, and don't even send in an offer if you're under the ask price.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, where have we gone? You know, the first house I sold, I couldn't even imagine that being the case.
No.
I couldn't even imagine.
No. I mean, it was just a different time frame, and right now we still are in that that I'm trying to revamp my life, and one of the avenues is going to be purchasing a home and finding a place to live for 5, 10, 15, 20 or the rest of my life. I mean, it just is, I guess it's striking people in a different accord all across the country, and it still hasn't necessarily slowed. It might slow a little bit because of these interest rates, obviously, but
I don't think
it's going to deter too many people unless they get crazy and jump up to like 5 or 5.5%.
No, but what I'm saying is every jump they make cuts out
a
portion of the market.
Yeah.
So right now, the thing is that people don't realize is the supply for $700,000 homes hasn't changed. The supply of million-dollar properties hasn't changed. There's more of them, actually.
Yeah.
The supply of anything that's like 600,000 and above hasn't changed in most markets because people aren't qualifying for loans for $650,000, $900,000, right?
Yeah.
That's not the case. That's not the amount of money people are working with. So the issue is most of the people who are looking for property are looking in the $0 to $350,000 range.
Yeah.
That's really where most people are looking right now. And in that being the case, as it being starter homes or, you know, their second home or whatever it may be, that price point is really where percentage plays a huge part. Because if they're sitting there and this is either their first time buying or they're selling one house and moving into, you know, a little bit bigger of a house because they're starting a family, whatever, right? Plenty of reasons. The issue is those people are the most susceptible to a rate increase causing them to not be able to get a loan.
Correct.
Right.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Those people are the people who are most in danger of not being able to get a loan on a property because of the difference of a few hundred dollars.
Correct.
A first time home buyer is going to be, you know, the difference of $250. I mean, yeah, that's not that crazy right now. And that's, I'm putting air quotes in, yeah, you can't see. Yeah. But what I'm saying is if it goes up another percent and that's not $216, but it's $645 a month extra, that puts a lot of people out of the market.
That does.
Because that goes from a $200,000 property, you know, having a mortgage of $1,200 to being almost $2,000. You know, and those are...
And that's what we're just trying to get at today is, you know, with these subtle little increases, it only makes it a harder hurdle for a portion of people to jump through.
Yeah. I mean, because really what the problem isn't so much that the interest rates are rising. It's not really an issue that because that's kind of going to here's the difference, right? Interest rates rise, prices on houses lower. That's kind of how it goes. Because if interest rates are rising, that means houses are going to stay on the market for longer, which means they can't sit there and say, oh, I want top, absolutely astronomically top dollar for my property, right?
Correct.
So they go hand in hand, right? You're not paying absolute top of the market and absolute top interest rate at the same time. Normally when one's high, the other's low, right? So astronomically low interest rates, astronomically high property prices, astronomically high interest rates, astronomically low property, right?
Correct.
So they go hand in hand. So it's not an issue of, oh, the properties are going to go up to, they're going to keep going and rising 19% year over year for forever, and interest rates are going to keep rising, and people are going to, it's like, no, because at a certain point, if it's, you know, a two-bedroom, two-bath, and it's going to cost $750,000 in every market, and the interest rate's 7%, nobody can afford it.
Yeah, the wages aren't going up as quickly as these prices are.
That's for a fact. It would be impossible. So there wouldn't be a person out there who's coming out of college
to completely change the debt to income ratio from like, you know, 33 to 49% to like 70%. You can spend 70% of your wages on a house.
Well, you know, whatever they come up with, it would be groundbreaking. I mean, it wouldn't work with the way that things are set up now.
I agree.
So it's not so much an issue of, oh, rates are going to increase, prices are going to stay the same or go up. Sure, in some markets in the meantime, and that's the problem with a gradual change, right? Because prices will stay the same for longer.
Yes.
Because as the interest rate slowly creeps up, people see, oh, it's only 0.2%, only 0.2%, only 0.2%, all right? And then you're going to go, okay, well, that's now been 5 increases in the past 5 weeks.
Yeah.
And that's a percent. Okay, that's a huge difference, right? And so for somebody who's looking to buy and they haven't seen prices go down yet, because the people who are sitting there for the last 5 weeks are going, oh, well, it's only been 0.2%. That's not that crazy. But now it's 4.5% instead of 3.5. It's like, I don't, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying I know something that other people don't. Like I'm some messiah or I have a crystal ball here. I'm just saying that slow increases I don't know what it's going to get up to. I don't know where things are going. I'm just saying as a whole, slow increases cause an issue in the market for, 2-3 months because the people selling their property at the tail end of this whole situation are going to want what 2020 June was like. Or 2021 June was like,
yeah.
Right? They're going to want, everything's flying off the shelves. Everything's $300 a square foot. Everything, nothing, right? As is property. They don't want to do anything to it. They want the person to come in, pay $70,000 over ask, and then have to redo the whole place, right? That's what a lot of people are looking at right now.
Yes.
And with that idea in mind, when a third of the buyers that are looking right now are probably going to be cooling themselves. Like, hey, I can't do that.
I can't compete. Right?
I can't compete when rates are 4.5% and these people haven't changed the price on their properties yet because they're still holding out. Right.
Yeah.
There's going to be a point where it's just going to come to a screeching halt basically where nobody's going to buy because if the prices are high and the rates are high, who's going to do that? Who's going to say, you know what? I'm going to buy this $400,000 property that was $185,000 4 years ago. I'm going to buy this $400K property and the interest rate's 5%.
Yeah.
It's like, that's not even, that's not a sound financial decision.
No.
And the person that's trying to sell it $400,000 when it was $185,000, 4 years ago, that person also is really holding on for dear life.
Yeah.
So it's going to be an interesting next month or two now.
I agree.
Because this is already what we've seen in 2 weeks in the new year. We're already up 0.5%. We'll see where that goes. I remember reading the Fed last September or whatever when they put their numbers out. They said we were going to be, this is what they said. And when I was reading their thing, they said they were going to be close to 4.5 to 4.6% by June. That's what they said. That was their own published thing when they had their financial meeting last year.
Yeah.
So if that rings true, and by June we're looking at a 4.5%, that's another percent on what it is right now, which is crazy. I mean, that's another $400 a month on a $200,000 property, basically. So it's really coming down to it's really going to shape the market. And for the next few months, it's really going to change the way buyers are looking into things.
Yep.
And it's really going to change the way sellers also have to look into things because it's not just one side of the deal that has to deal with this. Both do. Because if there's no buyers that want to buy property because the prices are too high and the rates are too high, then we're going to get back to like when I sold my first house, which is you're actually bargaining with the seller.
Yeah.
It wasn't like a best and final by Monday. Don't want to hear anything. If you're not offering me your firstborn and a sheep, on sale,
a goat,
I don't want to hear from you.
Correct.
Right. To my first sale, which was, hey, so, they're selling, they don't really, they're moving back to California. This was in Las Vegas. And, they're just trying to sell the place. They want to take 210 for it and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, that's great. My guys are offering 190 and they don't want to pay for inspection. They don't want to pay for any of that stuff.
Yeah.
They don't want to pay for, any of that. And the person's like, yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
Sounds good.
Yeah. That's great. Sign here. Yeah. Okay. That's great. Okay. So 20 under ask. And they sat there and paid for pretty much all the inspections and outside stuff. All they paid was their own closing costs. So it's really just in the 7 years
yeah.
we've been in real estate, that's the difference that I've seen. And it's crazy to get to this point and say, well, I mean, I don't think either end of the market is good. I don't think
want to hit rock bottom.
No, I don't. Nobody wants sales and homes to be sitting on the market for 6 months. Nobody wants, to sit there and the property prices to go upside down and all this terrible stuff. But there needs to, properties can't stay on for 2 days. No. Or 6 days, right? Nope. Properties need to stay on for, you know, maybe 2-3 weeks. That's kind of the...
We need to just hit a happy medium.
Yeah, we need to hit a point where we're at 21, 28, you know, maybe 35 days per property.
Yeah.
Right? A little over a month per property. That's fine. That's a comfortable rate.
Well, we'll see if that happens.
At which houses can be sold, because at that point it's not this crazy market.
I hear you.
You know. So we'll see what happens.
Well, on that, we want to thank everybody for stopping by on Friday. We'd love to hear your opinions on the rising rates. So if you do want to email us at admin@homeuplink.com, you can definitely let us know what your opinion is. Also, we are going to have anywhere between 8 to 1,200 properties flow through HomeUplink over the weekend. So if you are looking in the market and looking for open houses, please check us out. We want to thank everybody we've met with this week. We had some fantastic meetings, and we are definitely getting some things going on the digital world and also on the television aspect. So hopefully we'll have some cool news for you and a couple announcements in the near future. But again, you know, we want to thank everybody for stopping by. If you can follow us on all of our social media feeds, you can check us out on the podcast, or you can email us directly. So we'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, thanks so much for stopping by yet again.